So I guarantee you that if you've ever convinced anyone to do anything, it's not nearly as crazy as this. It's 99.7 EJX. This, I'm going to go ahead and throw in the setting the bar category, which is what, Kelly?
Well, it's an example of what not to do.
Yeah. So if you can manage to make it through the day without convincing your husband to sell his kidney to pay for your daughter's education, but then take the money and leave him for another man, you're doing okay.
Wow.
It just keeps getting better.
So we're not doing a noble thing in like saving a life of either a stranger you've heard about that needs it or a family member. No. We're just trying to pay for education and then we got duped and now we're dumped.
Yeah. So
we're duped and dumped this and a kidney down.
Yeah. So this happened in India and this woman kind of was trying to, I guess, convince her husband just like, hey, you know what? We really need this money to help pay for our daughter's education.
Finally, you got two kidneys. You don't need the other.
Right. Finally convinced him. And so he said, okay. Now, listen, I guess selling kidneys in India is not legal. So they went to the black market, put his kidney up for sale.
Oh my goodness.
Sold his kidney on the black market for $11,500.
That's it.
To pay for their daughter's education. Then she said, hey, thanks.
Deuces?
I met this guy on Facebook.
Shut your mouth.
I'm going to go ahead and elope with him.
Shut up. Oh, I need a divorce first. Oh, it's not required.
So she just, well, no. I mean, she didn't get to that step just yet. So she leaves.
Oh my God.
And he's like, hang on a second, and can't move very fast because, well,
he just had surgery. Uh huh.
And so then he's like, all right, I'm going to go ahead and try to track you down. Shows up, tries to convince, no. And so now there is divorce on the way.
Oh, but I saw this goodness. And I'm like, and he's down a kidney.
Yeah, he's down a kidney now.
Oh gosh.
Yeah.
No. Oh, I can't think of a bigger way that someone has been kicked while they were down.
So if you think that maybe you've had a bad day you have something that you're not looking forward to today, be thankful that you didn't just sell your kidney on the black market, then your spouse leave you for someone she met on Facebook.
OMG. that's a lot.
I told you that was wild.
That is a lot. You know what the issues I'm facing, not that bad.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say, you know what? You got both your kidneys.
Sure do.
You got
a spouse. Got a husband.
Yes.
Yep. Okay.
All right. So again, setting the bar. If you can somehow manage to make it through the day or the weekend or maybe the month without convincing your spouse to sell their kidney, take that money and leave them for someone you met on Facebook, then you're doing okay.
No, people that donate kidneys to save lives, that is heroic.
Yes.
And that is amazing.
Yes.
Selling it on the black market for money, though, probably not advised.
In the guise of getting your daughter an education,
right,
but then stealing
then
that.
Dumped.
But yeah. Then stealing that to take it with the guy you just met on Facebook.
That's beyond heartless.
Yep. All right.
It's beyond heartless.
So there you go. That's your setting the bar story.